Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 30th of May. Isaac Del Toro is facing the biggest weekend of his life, and you know what? He knows all about it. The 21-year-old Mexican leads the Giro d'Italia and going into its decisive high mountain stages, he told the Ruler magazine, "I will suffer mentally and physically." Del Toro has taken the cycling world by storm just months ago. He was winning the Tour de l'Avenir. Now he is wearing the Maglia Rossa and going head-to-head with some of the toughest climbers. He's shown guts and grit after losing time in a tough stage. He bounced back immediately to win the next, extending his overall lead and silencing any doubt about his resilience. But the pressure is growing from rivals, from fans, from within the team. Del Toro is learning on the job, leading a Grand Tour at 21 years old. He's carrying the hopes of a nation that never, ever won a Grand Tour. The next few days will decide it all, and we'll know if this young talent becomes a legend. Dutch star Ellen van Dijk has been injured in a crash during the Ronde van Lekeker, the Critérium in the Netherlands, forcing the race to be cancelled. The incident happened late in the race. Details on van Dijk's condition haven't been confirmed yet, and her team, Little Trek, has not released a full medical update. Earlier in the day, van Dijk has finished second in a time trial, just behind Marion Vos. The Critérium itself has been animated by a breakaway, including Vos, Anna van der Breggen and Loes Adegit, with van Dijk chasing hard before the crash occurred. Race organizers immediately neutralized the event and then called it off entirely, sending their best wishes to van Dijk. More updates are expected soon. And on a sad note, former Tour de France stage winner Ludo Dirksens has died at the age of 60 during a charity ride in Belgium. The rider fell ill in the 1,000 km for Stand Up for Cancer in Belgium, a ride raising funds for cancer support. He could not be revived despite swift medical intervention. Dirksen was a late bloomer in the sport, turning pro at 29 after working as a truck painter. He made headlines with his bold racing style and famously won stage 11 of the 1999 Tour de France. That same year, he also claimed the Belgium National Road Race title. He was widely admired by the peloton, not just for his grit, but for his character and his spirit. Organizers of the charity rides paid tribute, saying the day has turned from one of solidarity to deep sorrows. The cycling world bids farewell to a true fighter, both on and off the bike. This is it for your news this week. Remember, Grace will be on the deck with her unclipped vision of the world on Monday, and we'll be back for a full SBS cycling podcast on Wednesday.